another ooky spooky session has begun. This is your reading for Tuesday, May 14th. If you would like to see the spread, check out LVX Media Net on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today. Theme is the inverted Eight of Pentacles. The keywords of this are rushed work and mediocrity. The tool card is the Seven of Wands, which symbolizes standing up for yourself. The obstacle card is the inverted Star. Keywords here are negativity, despondence, and lack of faith. Our advice card today is the Two of Swords. The message for this is this not being the time to make lasting / permanent decisions. The sixth instinct today is work ethics. The message for this, or well, what I keep saying message, but it's not a message. The ability to work hard and be honorable, trustworthy, and reliable. The angel number is 8888, quad 8. The message of this is that all that is good in life will multiply. Our true intention today is goodbye, which, no shit, the time has come to part ways. Fucking wow. Very profound. So, let's put this whole shebang together. The old standby. Though the poor theme cards persist, so do I. Back in the fucking muck we go here. The inverted Eight of Pentacles suggests that we need to act with great care as we move forward in our professional environments. Being diligent and thoughtful in our work and not avoiding getting our hands dirty or getting our hands in as many things as we responsibly can. The card suggests that our quality of work performance is not measuring up to what is expected of us, so it's fucking time to step it up. The Seven of Wands is the tool today, which is a card that signifies fighting to maintain what we have. So the clear idea is to put our best foot forward and fucking hold on. Hold on for dear life. Fight for dear life. So the obstacle card, it's a lack of confidence. The inverted Star represents either feeling left behind or like everything that we're trying isn't going our way, and it's sapping our confidence, and yeah, that's probably what's influencing our poor work. So the remedy to this, it's the same as the theme card. That stand tall, stand proud, and believe in yourself. The Two of Swords in the advice position tells us to stay the course and not make enormous decisions before having all the information, as much information as possible beforehand. The sixth instinct is a perfect one today. It's exactly what we need to be our guiding star for the moment. Work ethic, fucking buckle down, chain yourself to the desk if you have to for the time being, and yeah, put your best work out there. The angel number is, I'm not sure if this is going to be something immediate, but I think it's the desired end game of hard work, of good work ethic, that the good things that we have will multiply. The true intention, this one's a little bit of a stretch, so I'm going to do my best with it. I think that at this point, we probably know what's distracting us. We know what is pulling our attention away from where it needs to be, which in the context of the reading, it's our attention needs to be on our work and it's not. So whatever that is, it's time to say goodbye. Even if it's just temporary, it's time to say goodbye to that distraction. The stone today is the Moss Agate. This is, I think, a good totem for keeping our eyes on the prize and focusing on what is in front of us that is more important than what we want to be focusing on. So that one was pretty quick. I think this one was fucking it just flowed together too well. And you might be thinking, is it just a fucking coincidence? Did he fucking rig it? No, I didn't. You can see for yourself. Patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. I publish a video at the end of every week that shows how I do all of the spreads for every day of the week. You can see how I pick the cards, how the cards are shuffled. There's a whole little ritual that goes into it, and it's pretty involved. And you like it's bird's eye view. You see everything that I'm doing. There is no way that I could fucking set this up. Go look for yourself. If you want to have a private reading, or personal reading, rather, go to luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, and then fill out the little form. Look through the deck art. Pick the one that you like, the one that that you feel represents you best. Because without being in the same room together, the deck art that you pick is going to be like your stand-in. Questions, comments, concerns, 833-LUX-PODS. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. Doesn't matter, questions or comments about the reading, how it applies to you, how it didn't apply to you, if there's something else that you want to hear, something you want me to add, then let me know. If you want your audio cut in, call, go straight to voicemail. I don't even pick up my own phone, so it's going to go straight to voicemail. Enjoy that. That's it. Real quick today. This one went really well. You're not going to be able to see today's reading in video form until Friday, but you will be able to see how I did like last week, and that'll give you a good idea of what to expect. But I will be back tomorrow at the same Mookie time, same spooky place.